And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons, who's with us on the Garden Program this morning. Here we are on the 5th day of November, and tomorrow's the 6th. And, hey, you're going to get out and vote. Are you running for anything?
I'm running. We're running from people, you know. But
now, we ought to get a ride in this campaign for Dr. Jerry Parsons.
For governor. For governor, son.
Yeah,
y'all ride me in. Wouldn't my old mama be happy if I said, hey, they vote and trying to get me to be governor?
Yeah, tonight. if you even got one vote, that'd be something.
I could tell my mama that I had an unsuccessful campaign. I probably spend less than most other folks.
Yeah.
Anyway, tomorrow, election day, everybody go ahead and vote, even if you make a mistake. And speaking of mistakes, we're talking about, you know, I'm going to try to be as gentle as I can on this thing.
But, well, that's good. I know.
We've gotten our first several big green tomato variety calls. People call in and said, I got that big green variety of tomato that never ripened, you know. I think it's a new variety.
Yeah.
Don't start that.
Every fall, huh?
Yeah, every fall is the same thing. Kind of like eating the poinsettias. You can just go to bank on that. And, you know, I've been telling everybody all along the time to plant, the varieties to use, and on and on. And I would remind people of our saying for today, the only people who enjoy hearing your troubles are lawyers, and they get paid for it. You know, so don't be calling. I mean, if you fouled up, that's your problem. I'm going to help you, though. That's my job.
I know.
To help you through this. Now, I'll tell you, first of all, what your problem is. First of all, the tomatoes are green and not ripening because the temperatures have cooled out. Have you noticed that lately? That reminds me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick. I am sick to death of you wild-ass weather guessers up here.
Well, what was that? Telling everybody
that it's going to freeze and going to frost and all that kind of stuff, when I have told you people time and time again, November the 30th. I don't know why you people persist. Now, everybody in my neighborhood had blankets over it, this morning. They're running around losing their mind trying to cover their plants because y'all were talking about frost. No.
You know we had a little frost this morning.
On the windshield.
Yeah.
We don't care. We don't eat windshields. We don't eat the top of the car. But it frosted on my car. Who cares? We don't eat cars. We eat tomatoes, we eat peppers, we eat those types of things. And they didn't frost, so just settle down to November the 30th, all right?
November 30th. Okay.
I'm getting better. You know I'm ill. That's why I'm acting.
I know that.
All right, so, okay, what has happened? Like I said, it's cooled down, and the tomatoes need warmth to ripen. They need temperature to ripen. Also, they need, if we have these frost, let's assume that some of our listeners out in Kerrville or somewhere in that area, and I may concede that they had a frost out there. I guarantee you, if you go out and look at their plants, they're not dead to the ground. What's happened is just the top foliage has been kind of burnt off, kind of frosted off. So what you can do, and we don't worry about the top foliage. As long as the fruit doesn't freeze, we're okay. Now, the vine can completely frost away. I mean, we can lose every leaf on the vine. As long as the fruit does not freeze solid, the tomato will go ahead and ripen. It's just like putting it inside on your cabinet. So you really don't have to take them in, even these mispredictions of frost and all that, until they're talking about below 32 degrees.
And that's on November 30th.
On or after November 30th. Thank you.
Oh, he changed it. He says on and after.
You know, I'm kind of easy.
He's waffling.
He's waffling
a little.
All right. Now, what can you do to ripen the tomatoes a little bit earlier, and also to give your fruit a little bit of protection longer? When we get back, I'm going to give you that secret formula. Now, if you've got a good green tomato, a fried green tomato recipe, the same one that you use for your eggplant, you can cook a green tomato just like you can an eggplant. They're in the same family. Then you can go ahead and eat some of these big old green tomatoes.
Yeah, our deep southern friends love it that way.
Yeah,
they love them that way. Okay, we'll take a break. Get back to Jerry right after this. Okay, we've got green tomatoes on our plants. Incidentally, mine survived, came out from that hail back a couple of months ago, and I'm going to have a fair tomato crop after all.
Maybe. I don't bet on anything you do out there. Anyway,
you come out and look.
All right, now, you know, you remember we have talked about if you have tomatoes size of, at the time we gave the information or gave the recommendation, I think we said golf ball. We probably need to move that up now to tennis ball size. Tennis ball size. All blooms and fruit above that cluster or above that fruit should be removed. So those fruit will get larger.
Oh, okay.
Get larger.
Yeah.
The next recommendation that we're going to make is to cover those plants. Now, whether they're in cages or whether they're just laying on the ground, most people, I think, have them in cages. Go ahead and take your plastic cage, take your plastic that you've got, and just wrap it around the cages. In other words, people say, well, the tomatoes are all hanging out. They're all hanging out that side. I didn't keep them within the cage. That's all right. Just gently drape the plastic around the plant and cover it top and bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Top and bottom. Now, you say, wait a minute. It may get warm again. It's not going to get over 90 again.
No.
I think that's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah.
Not going to get over 90. And it's, of course, they can take 90 in that plastic
mm-hmm.
wrap cage.
Yeah.
What that will do is basically cause that fruit to be warmer. And what have we said? The warmer it is, the faster it'll ripen.
Hmm.
So not only will it enlarge, but it will ripen faster if you do that. Now, remembering that when we have a frost, or maybe even before the frost, but especially if we have a cold night, the leaves that are touching that plastic will freeze mm-hmm. and will be damaged and killed. It's just like, you know, the frost is always on the car and
yeah.
on that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. So, but we don't care about those. We don't care about leaves unless you've got a good salad dressing recipe to eat tomato leaves. We don't care about the leaves. We're worried about that fruit. So this wrapping in plastic, give that a try. Now, if you don't believe me, some people for some reason, you know, don't trust me.
Once in a while.
So just wrap every other one. Make sure they all have the same amount of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap every other one. Now, you see, we're not worried about it. Let's say it does get too hot in there. We're not worried about it setting more fruit. What we're doing now is ripening the fruit, or trying to ripen the fruit we have
yep.
before that first freeze on November 30th or after.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
I'm with you.
So that's the way it goes. That's my bit of information for today.
Well, listen,
I've
you're just
go
loaded
out and
with
vote
it.
For tomorrow.
I know. Get ready. Listen, we appreciate you coming by. Dr. Jerry Parsons, the Tomato Man, and he's Area Vegetable Specialist with the Extension Service, and he will join us again later on this week, in fact, on Thursday.
That's right.